One of the successes of the current AKP government has been to tame Turkey's chronically high inflation, which in the 1990s was running at an average of 80% a year and at times 120%. During the rule of the Justice and Development Party, the inflation rate fell to single figures. However, the latest figures show that the inflation rate is rising, while growth is slowing down.
After the global economy crisis of 2008, the Turkish economy attracted hot money from the West, and so it grew. But this growth has created a current account deficit. After 2012, the economy has slowed down despite the government predictions.
Much of the support for the current government has been based on strong economic growth. And Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who is seeking to become president in the summer, needs a buoyant economy to keep the voters happy. However, the Turkish economy is heavily dependent on foreign currency.
Foreign currency comes to Turkey not much as an investment, but rather as what we call hot money. It's here today, it may be out in a second. And the Turkish economy heavily depends on hot money. And therefore, in the case of a crisis, be it a political one, a social one, in the case foreign investors decide to leave the country, then this might have an important impact over the economy.
Inflation is not always bad for an economy, but when a country has high inflation, it is an indication that not everything is going well.
Turkey's annual inflation rate is at a two-year high and rising faster than expected. And the trend raises the question whether or not the country's central bank will give in to government pressure to cut interest rates this month in advance of the presidential elections due later this summer. Nada Fekri, Press TV, Istanbul.